This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For almost a century, this huge bell has stood near the entrance to the Federal Immigration Station on Angel Island, a historic facility that will reopen to the public on Sunday after 3 years of restoration work. It's a project that almost didn't survive, explains Buck Gee, a board member of the Angel Island Immigration Station Foundation. The station had been slated for demolition when a park ranger found there were rows of Chinese characters scratched or carved into the wooden walls throughout the barracks.
It was an accident. A ranger saw these and called some people at San Francisco State, and they came over and said, this is worth saving. So we're lucky. I mean, it's something that my father came through in 1937, and he never talked about this. So really, I never found out about this till it was rediscovered in the 70s and 80s.
The large administration building where arriving immigrants were processed is gone. Only the foundations remain, now augmented with new interpretive displays. But the barracks where hundreds of men, women, and children from all over the world were housed have been rebuilt, and the entire structure is now open to visitors. Katie Metro, the curator who designed the recreation of six of the interior rooms, says those contents were selected to represent the facility's full 30-year history.
This is the Chinese men's room. We have two time periods. We have 1910 and 1920. And you can see that at the far end that has less bedding. People were supposed to bring their own bedding during that time period. And then later on, from the 20s and 30s, they were provided mattresses and pillows and things like that. So that was a good way to show that here.
But when Metro first entered the hall, it felt very different.
It felt kind of haunted. It was too empty and very cold. And as we've been putting things back, it feels more alive. It was a big difference.
The majority of the people held at the immigration station were Chinese, detained because of the Chinese Exclusion Act, which sharply limited the number who were allowed to immigrate legally. Casey Lee, an interpretive park ranger for Angel Island, says those preserved writings offer a rare view into the feelings of the detainees.
It is very unusual to have such a firsthand record of people's experiences, especially for an experience that was so difficult that few people are willing to talk about. And we really get to listen to the immigrants that were here, even if they're not standing right here to tell us their story.
That's one important reason, says Buck Gee, why restoring and reopening the site is of particular interest and importance to Asian Americans.
This is really a great place for Asian Americans to celebrate their role in American history. There's positives and negatives of this place, and I think we have to look at both in terms of what happened to Asians in the early 1920s and what their role in America is now.
But they will hardly be the only visitors. Dave Matthews, the head ranger for Angel Island, says school groups quickly snapped up the first tour opportunities as soon as they were offered.
Our pre-reserved tours starting in mid-March are already booked Wednesday through Friday from mid-March to mid-June, which are primarily school groups. And we went on sale with those in September, and those were sold out within about 6 weeks of us putting it out to reservation.
Individuals and families can go anytime, although you can expect to be part of a considerable crowd if you go on Sunday. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.